Construction is already ramping up at the Foxconn site in Racine County. Spring means there are road projects underway and other land preparation. And more projects are planned, including an 18-month effort to put up a high-profile manufacturing building for small video display screens. Foxconn will soon ask potential contractors to submit bids for the additional work. WUWM's Chuck Quirnbach attended an information session Wednesday in Sturtevant and has this update on the company's plans.
It was a difficult winter for Foxconn. There were international news stories about the Taiwan-based company maybe canceling plans to make liquid crystal display screens at its Racine County facility. But President Donald Trump got involved and says he convinced Foxconn to go ahead with manufacturing the flat screen panels. Foxconn's construction management firm, Gilbain Excite, then announced five prime subcontractors who will work on site utilities, roads, and storm drainage. Along a soon-to-be-shut-down stretch of County Highway H next to the Foxconn property, there's already a lot of earth moving going on. Next, Gilbain's Adam Jellin says it's time to find people to bid on several things, including building a power substation and portions of the manufacturing plant.
It's a go, and so these are going to happen rapidly. Last year, they were spaced out because it was mostly site development. So right now, every couple weeks, you're going to see a posting here and a posting here.
Jellin was speaking at Gateway Technical College in Sturtevant to more than 100 people representing construction firms and various subcontractors. Scott Reamer of Pieper Electric says when the request for bids on the substation is posted, his company will submit a proposal. Pieper worked on the multi-purpose building put up at the Foxconn site last year, and Reamer says he's confident Foxconn is ready for the next phase.
It sounds like there is a plan, and packages are imminent to bid on.
Also on hand was Roger Blair of Jasperson Sod Service in Franksville. His company supplies the landscaping industry, which presumably Foxconn will need once more buildings are finished. Blair says he plans to keep in touch with various contractors and hopes things work out the way Foxconn now says they will.
There's a lot of back and forth, and as in anything, some things work and some things don't, and it's just in the best interest of our institution to just be aware and up to date on what's going on. And if we can contribute anything to the success of the whole program, then we're all ahead.
Most Racine area officials seem on board with Foxconn's next phase. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave says potential contractors can assume it's real.
Yeah, absolutely it's real. I mean, you saw $100 million that have already been invested in Racine County and $200 in the state of Wisconsin. To me, that's real money and a real investment.
But a local journalist is raising questions about part of the project. Bruce Murphy is editor and columnist of the online daily Urban Milwaukee. He says a business expert has warned him that Foxconn would have trouble fabricating glass display screens due to the type of gravel base planned for underneath the plant.
Any wobble, you know, ruins the whole thing. And so you have to have this incredible stable base, which is made of structural steel and can go as far down as two stories.
Murphy also reports that Foxconn representatives have told him his expert is making, quote, an inaccurate assertion. While that potential construction problem is resolved, State Revenue Secretary Peter Barca says he'll continue to monitor that many of the construction firms are from in-state.
You know, Foxconn had committed that they would do 25% of their subcontracts to go to Wisconsin companies. That could be $1.4 billion in contracts for the state. And, you know, in terms of state revenue, that's very vitally important.
And Jenny Trick of the Racine County Economic Development Corporation says she's looking to see that diversity goals are met.
And you might guess my antenna is up for those women-owned businesses, given my gender.
Trick says so far Foxconn is exceeding the hiring goals. She says she'll stay confident in the company as long as she continues to see action on the construction front. Chuck Quirnbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.